Nolte, Stop Sending Your Kids to Gun-Free Schools. By John Nolte on March 28, 2023. How many school shootings before parents stop sending their children into the free fire zones that are American schools? You can send all the money you want to the NRA. You can attend all the MAGA rallies. You can get your concealed carry permit. You can post all kinds of outrage on social media. You can tweet. You can binge watch Tucker. You can wait for the government and your local school board to come to their senses. Meanwhile, you are still sending your child into a building for 8 hours a day that proudly posts signs informing mass shooters that everyone in that building is defenseless, is a sitting duck that will help make them famous. That's what a gun-free zone is, you know. It's a loud, proud, engraved invitation to a mass shooter that says, "Come on in. You will get away with killing a whole lot of people before the police can stop you. And sometimes the police won't even stop you, so you can go to town, baby." Why would you send your kids into that situation? You can be as much of an activist MAGA Fox News concealed carry NRA parent as you want. But you are still sending your child into a deadly situation for 8 hours a day, 180 days a year. Like charity, activism begins at home. There is no way in the world I would send my kid to a school where no one was armed. Like it or not, we now live in a country where Democrats and the corporate media invite and incentivize school shootings in the hopes that enough of them result in disarming the American public. That's why there is no common sense when it comes to this epidemic of school shootings. That's why, even though it's the only way to stop it, Democrats refuse to allow trained school personnel to carry firearms that will 1. Stop a school shooter much quicker than the police and 2. Discourage school shooters. Believe me, in the same way a gun-free zone sign encourages school shooters, a sign that says our teachers are armed will discourage school shooters. But that's not happening, is it? To further their fascist agenda, Democrats are putting your children at risk, aren't they? Well, do you know what that means? That means you have to protect your child, which means pulling your child out of an environment that not only encourages mass murder but is deliberately incapable of stopping the mass murderer. Stop waiting for others to act. You have to act. Stop waiting for Democrats to come to their senses. You have to come to your senses. You better wake up. Democrats and the media are openly activating Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and the radical trans movement as their personal army of brown shirts. The target is us, normal people who just want to be left alone. They're marauding, rioting, shooting, burning, looting, grooming, and targeting our children for permanent surgical mutilation. This is not a drill. Just yesterday, I spent 8 hours in a gun-free zone, with a .38 snub nose strapped to my ankle. Stop waiting for others to do the right thing. You have to do the right thing. How will you live with it if something happens when you could have prevented it? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.